the first hurricane.
It's a storm. That's what's driven them all up north.
I've never seen so many of them or so bold.
It's barely even raining.
It's flooding here. And not the plumbing, the ocean. You need to go home.
I'm not going anywhere.
Storm's coming and it's coming fast.
Just can't sit back and watch this.
Tornado's heading towards the airport. We need to destroy it before it gets to them. Watch out! You
can't just wait here and wait sharks to rain down on us.
We're gonna throw bombs into the tornado.
It's too dangerous. Too many of them. We're gonna need a bigger chopper.
Claudia, move!
It's time to leave Kansas, mate.
Hey guys, it's Chris.
And it's Jack.
And we watched a movie.
Again.
We decided to watch, by listener request, Sharknado.
You dogs.
As much as I am an aficionado of, like, bad or out there movies, never watched this until this got requested.
I still can't believe that this was your first time.
I know.
To be fair, it's only my second time.
Yeah. See, but I'm more surprised that you've seen it before me.
I'm not that shocked by it, actually. I kind of feel I know how this is going to go as well.
Oh, dude, It's gonna go. But real quick synopsis, in case you don't know, Sharknado's a movie from 2013 about a natural disaster involving sharks getting stuck in a tornado and getting thrown around L.A. That's the basis of the movie. It's a really campy and cheesy. If you want to go watch it, watch it. But we're about to go into it.
Our main character is like a superhero, and he saves everyone.
He has to save everyone.
He's Spider-Man.
He's Batman. There really needs to be a scene where his parents died. Because no one helped. Oh, God.
You know, I didn't know what a waterspout was until this movie. I had no idea what it was. I just thought it was a move in Pokemon.
I was about to say that.
The longest time, I was just like, yeah, that's a really good move in Pokemon. But
weak and fire type moves, right?
No, waterspout is like the, like, death move. It's like better than Hydro Pump or something.
Really?
It's in one of the new games.
Gotcha. All right.
I know what you're thinking of. I don't remember what it's called, though. It does weaken fire types, which is a good question of why you need this move at all if you're a water type and you're facing a fire type anyway.
Exactly. Status moves, I feel like, are a waste of a move.
Wait, what are we doing? What are we talking about?
I think we're critiquing Pokemon. The video games. All right, guys, we're talking Pokemon Fire Red.
Running it all the way through with a Sharpedo. Aha, staying on brand.
Hey. God dang it. But anyway, this movie starts off with like a weird scene where there's this weird...
I don't understand the opening scene.
It doesn't need to be there.
It doesn't need to be there at all. This is just padding the time, for sure.
Dude, of course, they're like, oh man, we only have 116 minutes.
I guess it's like... It's almost like a revenge story, right, at the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy's on the boat, and he's, like, fishing sharks, and he's selling it to some guy.
Some guy in some organization or something that wants sharks.
Everyone here is a terrible negotiator. I'll give you $100,000. I won't take anything less than $1 million.
$500,000.
Pulls out a gun.
We have a deal.
This did not go as expected. Then he, like, takes the money, and, like, he's walking along the boat. It's like, where are you going?
Like, he's like, new deal. I take the sharks and the money while you're, and your ship. It's like, how? While there's a storm happening.
He's got a gun.
They both have guns. Luckily, these two people are not characters, and they both get murdered by sharks.
I love how they're just standing there, and neither of them shooting each other.
I love
just
it.
So they can say their plans to each other.
They both move around that weird, like, rope thing on the back of the boat for, like, a minute, like...
Right.
Outmaneuvering each other.
Once again, it's another French guy in this boat. Just like in Scooby-Doo.
Latino.
What?
He's Latino.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's like Vargas or something like that.
Oh. I thought he had a very Frenchy accent.
Hey, it's okay, man. You know us. We're always good with, like, different ethnicities on this podcast.
I suppose so.
Yes.
It really sold me when, you know, the guy got taken off by the shark and he spit, but didn't spit, but he spat.
Yes.
That was very Frenchy. You know how they spit.
I know how they spit. I love to have the shark just, like, swarm around him and rip him apart slowly instead of just eating him. It's weird.
It's also right at the beginning when we realize that this is a complete meme movie because yes. The sharks look terrible. This is the worst CGI in any movie I've ever seen.
Dude, I feel like I could CGI this on my laptop right now.
What do they do, just copy and paste a GIF or something? Like,
bruh, like even in the scene too, you can see that the ship's fake in this store.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like they ripped it out of a, what is it, GTA, like, 02 or something, like.
This is something that'll recur, you know. One, the sharks look terrible. Two, the backgrounds never make any sense because it's cutting, the camera's cutting all the time, and it'll show you, like, oh, no, like, there's this massive storm, and then on the other hand, it'll show you, and it's, like, a perfectly reasonable day in
just
L.A.
Just a nice day outside. Dude, I was so floored as I was watching this, like. How do they still have all these scenes? Like, I know it's because it's so low budget, but, like, there's so many scenes where there's no rain. The sky looks perfectly fine. No one's even panicking, besides these five people.
That's a common theme in this movie, that no one panics.
No one is panicking.
Like that, after the first scene, you know, they're on the beach and there's sharks and, like, everyone just looks so confused. People are running the wrong direction towards the water.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Like, in the immediate next scene, we're on the beach with, like, our protagonist, Finn.
Nice.
His name is Finn. And his best bud, Boz. And they're, like, I thought they were supposed to be lifeguards, but I think they run a bar.
Yeah, they run a bar. Okay. Finn owns that bar.
Yeah, Finn owns that bar. So, yeah, and they're just surfing or whatever.
I don't think the Australian guy works there, though.
Yeah, he's just his best bud who mooches.
Nice.
I like Boz. Or Baz. However you say his name.
I'll just refer to him as that Australian guy.
Hey, he says Tasmanian.
Whatever. He knows it's all the same thing. Oh, I'm from New Zealand. Whatever. It's still the same thing.
No offense, Australia or New Zealand.
Oh, shoot, we did have that one.
We had that one person.
In Australia. Maybe they'll listen to this one. They love Boz Baz.
They love...
A real hero.
Actor, what the heck was his name? I forget it, not important. But yeah, the sharks attack the beach.
Can't find him on our list.
Cannot find it on the list. Whatever. They can attack the beach. Like, some girl gets eaten, a bunch of other people get attacked. And then, like, Finn is, like, yelling at everyone to get out of the water.
While he's in the water.
While he's in the water. And it's like, what? And then...
I love this. He's like, shark! Shark! And they keep showing the crowd on the beach. It's like, none of them can hear him. It's like he's in a box.
Exactly. No one's doing anything. And then one dude gets attacked and murdered by a shark in a foot of water. He's standing, like, a foot.
This will also happen quite frequently.
And then Boz gets, like, bitten or whatever, but luckily Finn saves him, and they head back to the bar where we meet a few more characters. This girl named Nova, and this old man named...
The best character.
The best. And George, this old man...
The second best character.
Yeah, and to endear us to this character, we see a little bit of low-level sexual harassment.
See, I mean, but she's, like, playing along a little bit, so, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's all fun. You understand fun. The dynamic going on. Like,
you sexually harass me, I knock your beers over, we're so quirky.
I told you, George, the only thing you can't touch in this bar is me. I can touch everything else. Are you serious?
George immediately goes over to another waitress. But yeah, and then Finn and, Baz get back, and they're like, yeah, sharks attacked the beach, and we think a storm's coming, so everyone's gotta get out of here.
They are aware a hurricane is coming.
Yes.
And they're right on the water, and they're doing nothing about it.
Dude, most of the people in the bar are like, I don't wanna leave.
It's like, yeah, it's like, I'm shutting down the bar, and they're like, shit, like,
yes. I guess. Like
George is like, where am I gonna go drink?
Exactly.
This guy.
Yeah. And then we see like Nova like straight up hit on Finn or whatever. And then, like, he, like, kind of brushes her off, and she's like, what? Is it because, like, you're too old for me, or because you're, like, my boss or something? And he's like, it's because I'm your boss. Get back to work.
A lot of sexual harassment at the beginning here. Right? That's the workplace. Yeah.
But I do love this, because then Baz comes in, and he's like, I don't think I'm too old for you, and I'm not your boss. And that's 2 out of 3. I love Baz. He keeps having these lines.
Oh, yeah. He's funny.
But, yeah, then the storm picks up. A shark gets thrown into, like, the bar or whatever. But luckily, Nova grabs a pool stick and murders it.
She stabs it right through its head.
Exactly. Just kills it with a pool stick.
Nice.
And then everyone's like, all right, we should all leave now. So they all start leaving, and George takes his stool.
They all take weapons, and he's like, I'm taking my favorite stool.
Which is, it's like Chekhov's gun, man, because the sharks are still flying around. And when one's about to attack and kill Nova, George knocks it away with his stool.
These sharks seem to be very weak. They get knocked around and die very easily in this movie.
Dude, exactly. It's like they all weigh like 100 pounds or less. Like, they're knocking them away like it's nothing. Like, oh, God. But then after they get off the pier or whatever, George, Baz, Finn, and Nova decide they have to go find Finn's daughter and wife who are, like, up in, like, the hills or whatever.
Ex-wife,
yeah, Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
Played by the phenomenal Tara Reid.
I don't know how she hasn't won an Oscar.
Bruh.
Oh, wait, no, I actually do. It's because she's terrible.
I've seen better performances in Power Rangers than Tara Reid.
For some reason, she seems too serious for this movie.
Yeah, she also seems too tired for this movie. I feel like there's...
Why is she so tired?
So tired. You know what you signed up for.
I'm tired of these motherfucking sharks.
And these motherfucking tornadoes.
Poor Tara Reid.
So the gang heads off into, like, the upper part of, like, L.A. to go get Finn's
going
ex-wife.
To Beverly Hills.
On the 405.
I forgot they were making those jokes,
right?
Too.
Right, I was like, this is like a Beverly Hills joke. Like,
what came first, this or the SNL skit?
Right. Stuart.
Stuart?
I came right down from the 405.
I don't know why I like that so much. I've been to California like one time. I don't even really understand the joke.
I don't either. Dude, it has to be
I
like...
just like the fact that they make Californians sound so silly.
Yeah. Oh, God. But yeah, they head up there to get them. And on the way, they get stopped because Finn's like, these people, they're stuck and the water's coming. We gotta save them from the sharks. So they all get out to, like, save these people. It's whatever. The most noticeable thing about this scene is that George also gets out to help and dies. He gets eaten by a shark.
He saves the dog first.
He does. He
and saves... let me tell you, when he smashes that window, it looks so silly. He, like, taps it with his favorite stool, and it shatters.
Dude, this the two best weapons in this movie are stools and chainsaws.
Chainsaws.
Chainsaws. God damn it. But yeah, so George is dead, and the mission continues, so they head out.
See you, George. It was nice knowing you.
Barely a response. You, like, sometimes you, like, expect the protagonist to be like, oh no, this was my fault. If we hadn't gone to save those people, George would still be alive. Doesn't care. He's
doesn't
unfazed.
Care at all. Nova's crying, and he's like, I don't care about this.
We need
if anything, he's like, I'm glad he's dead.
He's probably like, he never paid his tab.
Not one time did he pay his tab.
All those cases.
I got my revenge.
You see, just like in The Shining, he led him down there to kill him.
Nice callback.
But yeah, they get up to Tara Reid's place or whatever, and insane. Tara Reid's like, what are you doing here? Leave. And they're like, we came to help you. Like, the sharks are everywhere. She's like, we're fine. Leave. And I'm like, There's like a hurricane outside. You're telling these people just to leave? Like,
you're clearly not safe. I love how earlier on the phone she was like, we're like 100 miles from the coast. And he was like, it's six.
He says it's literally 6.6 miles from the coast. She has nothing to say.
Like 100 miles.
Yes. And then, dude, another thing, just random. I just expected something differently. But when we see his daughter, Claudia, I was expecting, you know, like, a child.
I also expected this first time.
Exactly. And then you see this, like, 20-year-old girl come out of nowhere. And I'm like, this is Claudia? And immediately after that, you see her 30-year-old stepfather, Colin, come out right from next. And this is just in my headcanon, but I think Colin's trying to sleep with the daughter.
You think so?
I do.
Hmm. I think you've been watching too many X-rated things there, Chris. Was this on the top page? I missed it.
We all know how the internet works. Step family.
Stop suggesting this to me.
But no, it's just good, like, Tara Reid's obviously, like, what, like, 45 in this movie? And then, like, this dude is, like, 32?
Nice.
And then the daughter's 20.
And that guy's like, stop talking to my wife. Yeah. And she looks, like, mad, or my girlfriend. He's, like, mad, or she's mad about it.
Which, because he says, like, she's mine. And she's like, what? I'm not yours. And he's like, ah, forget about it, babe. But, like... We don't need
I'm speaking right now.
Exactly. It's like, we're safe. We don't need you here, Finn. And then a shark comes out of nowhere and swings into the house and murders Colin.
I was happy about that.
Oh, same. Oh, man.
It's one of those things that...
Okay. But yeah, Colin's dead, and the house is filling with water, and there's like another shark. They deal with it or whatever, and...
Nova shoots it with a shotgun like 5 times.
Yes.
Which is quite shocking, because that's the toughest shark in the entire movie.
Dude, exactly. It takes like 5 bullets to put that thing down. And then there's another shark, too, as they're escaping, but Finn takes care of that one by stabbing it with something. Like, oh, goodness. But yeah, they escape.
You really have to wonder how this works, how that shark just flew into the living room. When there's barely any water on the ground outside.
Exactly, dude. There's, like, this massive, like, you know, hurricane that's, like, brought in all this water or whatever, but, like, we barely see the water. Well, also, the tornadoes don't really start till later in the movie, too, so it's, like, how are these sharks flying now?
Now they're just being pulled in from the waves. I know how to time a wave. Shut up, Finn.
Great dialogue. This movie is the worst when they have extended scenes of dialogue.
Yeah, they just need to get back to the fun part.
Yes. Oh, God. But luckily, they get back to that. They get into, like, the car or whatever, and they're like, all right, we're going to get out of here. And then Tara Reid is like, no, we need to find Matt. He's at flight school. And I'm like, who the hell is Matt?
Everyone said who is Matt. Literally, Nova's like, who's Matt?
Yeah. Thank you, Nova. And he's like, my son. And they're like... And then this, okay, there's another...
Nova looks so shocked.
Your son?
But she looks at the Australian and he just shrugs and is like, all right, next scene. Like, moving on. Stop talking.
Another funny thing, when they all go to Tara Reid's or whatever, Baz is like, I'm coming with you. And he's like, but she hates you. And she's like, he's like, no, she hates you. She loves me. Where do you think Claudia came from?
That dog.
I like Buzz. But yeah, so they're like heading out or whatever to go find Matt. And also, I feel like this script is written by a 45-year-old man who got divorced. Because, like, it's all like...
He's been burned too many times.
Well, it's all the wish fulfillment. Like, it's like, you know, you're 45, you're still looking pretty handsome, you own your own bar, you're 20-year-old
waitress.
You're
the best surfer.
You're the best surfer, like, ever. Like, you have your Australian best friend. Like... And you have these little pieces where he's like, because they don't tell him about Matt. And he's like, why didn't you guys tell me about Matt? Why are you always leaving me out of these conversations? And I was like, this is a 45-year-old divorced dad. Like, this is.
Why didn't anyone say this to him?
Exactly.
It's kind of strange.
It's completely weird.
You think Matt would have told him?
He said he talked to Matt recently and he hadn't mentioned it either, which is like, they're trying to like portray like they have like a strained relationship. I don't know why. Like, it's not like he's like a deadbeat dad or anything like that. It just seemed like they got divorced.
Yeah, I don't know what makes him so bad.
Right? Like, they, like,
we may be digging into the melodrama too much of Sharknado.
We're digging into the wrong things. Our first prestige podcast is for Sharknado. Dive into the deep backstory of these characters.
I just wanted sharks and tornadoes. I didn't want a soap opera.
Oh, God. But yeah, they leave the house or whatever. And on the way, there's like a bus of children that's like about it's flooding. And they're, Finn is, again, he's like, I can't abandon those people. We have to help them. And then, like,
amazingly, he doesn't even know anyone's in there.
He doesn't. He has no idea anyone's in
no
there.
No one else is on this street anywhere except for that bus.
Exactly. And again, we have a scene where we're out driving, and though a fucking shark tornado is happening, everyone isn't panicking. Like, while this scene happens, there are a few cars just drive by, and it's, like, not raining.
I mean, I've pretty much gotten used to that and it not making any sense, like, the surroundings at all. I think the thing that bothered me most about this scene was there was no escape hatch from the bus on top. How? I didn't even know they were allowed to make buses like that. This came out in like 2013. Doesn't make any sense.
Dude, exactly. No, it doesn't at all. And then, like, he luckily also just has grappling gear in his car. Because, you know, separate paratus or whatever that he says? Always be prepared.
Something funny.
My first thing was like, oh no, he's a libertarian.
Chris, of course he's a libertarian.
Got a shotgun in his car.
Let's come prepared. See, in my Range Rover.
Only the libertarians will survive a Sharknado.
That's true.
But yeah, he propels down off the bridge onto this bus of like 30 kids and a teacher. And then the plan is for them to lower another rope and for Boz to pull up 30 kids.
Why did he go down there anyway? Seems unnecessary. He could have helped Boz, you know, lift these kids up if he really wanted to, but...
Anyone could have. Tara Reid and Claudia also could have helped Boz lift these people up, like...
I don't know if I was imagining this, but I thought Boz asked Claudia to help him and she just didn't. I don't know if that was real in my mind or not.
I don't remember it. It could have happened. But the fact that he lifts up 31 people, 30 children and adults, oh, God. And not one of those kids fell, like... Because they're just holding on. Like, he makes, like, a foothold on that rope, and then he's just, all right, hold on, and then just pull him up slowly.
Don't panic. You're being lifted onto this bridge. There's a bunch of sharks below you.
Also, it was, like, one of the things was, like, you see in the scene, like, the water's, like, right below, like, the door of this bus or whatever. And we've seen these sharks just leap out of the water to attack people. And they're swarming around the bus. None of them attack these kids or anybody at the back of the bus.
Well, they're not really going for them. They're going for the bus or bus driver, teacher. Who is he?
They don't even go for the teacher. They don't even really go for him. They wait to go for Finn.
Oh, yeah, when right he's at the going end. The last one up.
They start leaping 10 feet into the air to, like, go, and one grabs onto the rope. And they're still pulling up Finn and the shark.
What does he say when he cuts the rope? He's like, I'm very sick of you. Or
yes. But again, dude, in this moment, for like, what is it? They're not pulling up. He's like climbing up the rope. But still that, oh God. Yeah, he cuts the rope and they drop the shark or whatever. And they save everybody. And like Nova gives him a big hug and Tara Reid looks weird, like jealous or something.
Yeah, she
like,
looks mad.
It's like, what? You hate this guy, right? Like,
that doesn't mean she can't be jealous, Chris.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
See, it's a mixed emotion kind of thing.
It's a very complicated melodrama, if you don't understand. In Sharknado. But... Did you see... Oh, God damn it. So, yeah, they save all the kids or whatever. An ambulance comes out of nowhere. I guess they...
Amazingly, everyone who was in that bus ended up...
In the ambulance.
In the ambulance.
All 30 kids.
He gives, like, one of them a high five, and he walks away. And then the tornadoes finally come.
And then finally, this isn't a disaster movie in L.A. if the Hollywood sign doesn't get destroyed.
Oh, it has to.
Yes. it gets wrecked and it kills the teacher. Never knew his name, doesn't matter.
He's before he dies, he's like, oh, my mom always said that Hollywood would kill me, and then the Hollywood sign crushes him.
God.
Like, that's a weird thing for your mother to say.
Yeah.
I don't even understand the logic behind it.
Well, Jack, you're not from Iowa.
From Indiana, it's like the same thing.
We're very close. Oh, goodness.
They're going to flight school.
No, wait, they're not yet. They are still.
They go to the convenience store.
They go to the convenience store, and they meet a very colorful cashier who says he's blaming it all on the government, the shark tornadoes.
He's like, oh, yeah, the government, they control the weather. Finn's just, he keeps doing the same thing. He just nods and is like,
hey, guys, yeah. Whoa, you're done? Get your stuff.
We've all been there. Some weird guy is saying something, it's like, I wish I wasn't here right now.
Oh, goodness. If only we did need supplies. Also, be pretty... I wonder if they... I bet they didn't pay for any of that.
They paid for it.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw it. One of them bought a Gatorade with no tag on it.
Mm, interesting.
Very strange. I was like, did they not get the rights to use Gatorade?
No way.
Gatorade was like, I will not sell you this company by putting myself in a Sharknado movie. I'm talking like Gatorade's a person.
Hey, Subway's been a person.
No, that was just a guy. Rest in peace or something. He's not dead.
I'm talking about episode Community. They give Subway humanity.
Oh my god.
For like tax purposes. Oh god. But yeah, they're getting stuff. And then another part where like Nova and the daughter, Claudia, are like getting stuff and she's like, I see how you look at my dad. Just know he'll abandon you like he did us. And again I'm
how
like,
did he abandon you?
I'm like, it doesn't feel like he abandoned you. It feels like he risked his life to come help you, too. Like,
you know, I really don't like Claudia. Besides Tara Reid, she's my least favorite character.
Bruh, oh my god.
Why is she being so annoying? We'll get to later when she's saying something to her dad, and he's like, are we really doing this right now? And I was thinking the same thing. I was like, are you doing this right now?
He's just voicing the director's concerns, like, why is this here? Like... but yeah, they leave there, and they're heading off to the flight school.
They pick up a new Hummer at the...
At the movie car lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they outrun the police.
With nitrous.
Dude, I was like, is this the Fast and the Furious? Like, they like hit the nitrous and it's the button.
Dog, this movie has everything. Everything you want.
Right, and this is the first of two times it does become Fast and the Furious. But yeah, they get to the flight school or whatever, and all of the pilots are just in a closet in the hangar. Like
it's not even a closet. They're just, like, behind the stairs, and they have, like, this metal sheet.
And then, like, the storm finally hits or whatever, and someone gets sucked out of the hangar like they're in space.
That was so funny. He's, like, standing, like, 5 feet from everyone else.
And he's, like, windows, like, 30 feet in the air, breaks and gets sucked out of the
hangar. I'm sure there is some... scientific reason that this happened. Some kind of vacuum, you know?
Well, they do bring up how tornadoes are made, because you see, it's a difference between hot and cold current, air currents.
I can't wait until this part. This movie just keeps getting better and better.
It starts to find its niche. So, they, like, go over to this, like, supply place or whatever to get supplies, because the dad has made the decision, instead of running, that they have to stand and fight.
The Sharknado coming along. There's multiple Sharknados.
There's multiple now. There's like three or four Sharknados.
The establishing shots are so funny. These tornadoes and sharks just flying around.
You just see these poorly CGI'd funnels around the city with like little sharks flying around them. It's kind of like the tornado from Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
It's a twister.
They really needed a witch hack, a cackling, you know. But yeah, so they're going to fight the tornado. So they go and get, like, chainsaws and stuff. And then Matt, like, calls Nova over to come help him make some bombs. Because he has that hot idea that he's like, we're going to take the helicopter up into the sky and blow up the tornadoes. And you're probably asking yourself, that won't work, right? But luckily, Boz comes in with his degree in aerodynamics and weather patterns.
And explains tornadoes.
He's like, you see an explosion will cause an increase in heat, which will disrupt the hot and cold air currents of a tornado and possibly get rid of them. And I'm just like, I did not see this coming. If you would have told me that they decided to bomb the Sharknadoes.
Amazingly, this is the most tame Sharknado movie. All of them have to top each other. I think in the fifth one, there's time travel.
That's the sixth one.
How do you know that?
Because right after this, dude, I watched the trailers for all five of the other movies.
To see if it was worth it?
Yeah, because I was like, oh my god. And dude, the name of it, like, the final Sharknado, it's about time. It's actually about time. It's about time.
They know what they're doing.
Because, like, this movie's... Oh, I'll talk about that later. But, yeah, so they're gonna bomb them. And I'm like, they got a lot, you know, in common with the U.S. military. Cause, you know,
you see, what we're going to do is we're going to nuke the hurricane.
And then we're going to bomb Laos.
I don't understand either of these decisions. But we're just going to roll with it.
Just going to go with it. MacArthur says we got to do China first and Laos. What about the Sharknadoes? Who cares?
Arthur, why do you want to bomb China so much? They're a threat.
We need to strike now.
They're weak now.
He saw the future.
They've just became communists.
Exactly. We'll have to bomb all that farmland.
In Laos. Leave Laos alone.
Why? Why do they drop like 280,000 bombs in Laos? Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Okay.
That's one of my favorite running jokes with you.
That is one of mine, too.
We have never brought it up until now on the podcast, but I fucking love that joke.
And then we bomb Laos.
Cambodia next. Yeah.
It's because it comes out of nowhere, just like the bombing of Laos.
Oh, God.
All right.
God damn it.
okay. So Matt's like, yeah, we're gonna bomb these tornadoes.
Is it just me, or does Matt really want to bang Noah the moment he sees her?
Yeah, dude. That's as soon as... Because, like, I was wondering, like, he's like, hey, yeah, come help me with this. And I was like, oh, is it gonna be something to, like, upgrade her shotgun or something? Because she's been, you know, murking sharks with his shotgun. No, he just wants to, you know, put some moves on her and say, let's go bomb these tornadoes together. And, I mean, it's fair, dude. Like, what is it? Like, Claudia and Nova are, like, the same age.
It does make a lot more sense.
Makes a lot more sense. Like, I actually, like the movie for going in that direction.
Ladies love pilots.
Exactly, dude.
It's probably... Especially pilots that are willing to drop a bomb in a tornado.
Of sharks. God. Godly. And as this is also happening, whatever, Boz takes a few, like, the bombs and stuff, and he straps them up to the Hummer or whatever, and he's got the plan. He's like, well, if Matt's plan doesn't work, I'm gonna drive this into the tornado. And Finn's like, with your bad leg, you're not gonna get out of there alive. It's a one-way trip. And he's like, you got your family, man. I got this. And in this moment, I'm like, oh my god, I care about this character. Like...
Oh my god, what is this movie? What's happening? Exactly. Why do I like some of the characters?
Exactly. Like, why do I care if Boz dies? Like,
this is... See, this is the amazing thing about it. It's awful. It's a terrible movie.
So bad.
It's so entertaining, though. And for some reason, I enjoy it so much.
It really shouldn't work. I read a review of it. Someone was like, this is like a quintessential bad, good movie. And I was like, yeah, this is... It's so terrible, for some reason I can't look away.
It really grips you.
It does. Like, I was like, because in that moment I was like, oh my god, I'm invested. This sucks. How can I... But yeah, so that's their plan or whatever.
I build all the bombs. Everyone else gets like...
Chainsaws.
And someone has a pickaxe, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, because there are, like, besides our main... I'm guessing five people. There's like three other random people, but they're just bodies.
I don't feel like a chainsaw would really help in this situation, to be fair.
It shouldn't.
It really shouldn't.
But it.
But the movie's gonna make it work with these paper sharks.
God. So they head off into the sky or whatever to start bombing these tornadoes, and they're just bombing them.
And it works.
It works. It works several times. And on the ground, Finn and them are...
How this helicopter is not being, you know, spun around and destroyed. I love how, you know, they're just sitting in this cockpit, and it's so clearly, like, just a set piece.
Exactly. It's not moving. Like... And on the ground...
He's just, like, shaking up and down with his hands.
Oh, the turbulence. But yeah, on the ground, Finn and them are fighting off the sharks with, like, chainsaws and stuff and everything. And, like, running towards other areas. But then back in the air, when they're trying to go after, like, the big tornado or whatever, it doesn't work this time. And then a shark latches onto the helicopter. And Nova tries to, like, stab this shark. Like, she's trying to...
Why won't you die?
And she falls and gets eaten by the shark. And I was like, wow. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, it's very anticlimactic as well.
Yeah, because I didn't expect that. And this is a good time also to mention another character who... Because they... Oh, God. On the ground, as a tornado and the sharks are hitting, like, Boz is trying to, like, get to, like, the Hummer to, like, go ahead and initiate his plan. And he gets bitten on the leg again by another shark.
Same leg.
Exactly. And then Finn's like, Boz, no. And he goes to try to save him. And, like, Terra Reed's like, no, you can't help him now. And I was like, this is the time to stop? This is the time to stop? You haven't given up before.
Terra Reed, stop being so terrible. It's
like, Boz, and then Boz and the shark just fly away. Like, and I'm like, okay, but we didn't see him die on screen. So, you know, he's good. He's fine. So... We continue with the movie, and...
I like how when they're in the helicopter, by the way, Nova's like, we're gonna need a bigger helicopter. Nice reference.
God. Well, dude, they have to still reference the best shark movie.
It's a shark movie.
It's the best shark movie, Jack. I know you're not a fan of it, but it is the best shark.
To be fair, if your movie's about sharks... It's probably not good anyway.
Yes. That's why they're...
It's a terrible concept for a movie.
You can name all the shark movies off the top of your hand, not counting sequels.
So, in Jaws, what they need to do is get off the beach. They don't do that.
Well, Jack, it's like, you know...
Kind of like this movie.
Yeah, of course, Jack. But it's also America, Jack. And if you allow yourself to bend over to the tyrannical tyranny of sharks...
Are you comparing these sharks to, like, terrorists or something? We don't negotiate with sharks.
There needed to be a scene of that. Just someone in the government...
Like... I'm sure this exists in some movie. It's probably in one of these movies.
It might be in Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, super God.
Smart sharks. We don't negotiate with sharks.
How would you? They're sharks. I also don't understand how these sharks are, you know... Aren't they fish? They're not mammals, are they?
Yeah, they're fish.
Okay, so they have to be in water to live.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they're up in these tornadoes, and they're all alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit the ground from being up in the air where the tornado was, and they're still alive.
Yeah, the force doesn't kill them either from getting swung around and hitting.
This movie doesn't understand physics, and I like that.
Yes. But Boz knows aerodynamics. But, yeah, so they, like, escape to some elderly home or whatever for some reason, and... A bunch of sharks land in the pool, and Finn sets the pool on fire.
I also like this. When they get in the pool, the old couple that's, like, at the other end of the pool, the lady tries to reach in to help them out, and he pulls her in.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going out alone.
You're going with me, Ruth. But, yeah, and then, like, Finn's like, well, that failed, so gotta go do Boz's plan. Remember Boz? So he heads off... to the Hummer or whatever.
Remember when he set that pool on fire, though? He filled it with gasoline and burned it for some reason.
And left the can in there, because it exploded.
Also, the explosions look terrible. They look so silly.
Because they're not practical. They're the worst CGI on the planet. Oh, God. But yeah, so Finn heads back or whatever, crosses the path with his son, and he's like, what happened? It's like, oh, we couldn't blow up the other tornado. Where's Nova? She didn't make it. And again, Finn's like, okay, head out.
I'm still trying to save everyone else.
Gotta save everybody except the people close to me that aren't my family. So
he one of the old people while he's in the helicopter is like, you must be so proud of your son. And he looks so confused. He's like, yeah, I think I am.
It's because, dude, you gotta remember this is all CGI, so he's like, what am I looking at? Yeah, like,
I've not seen the movie yet. I don't know what this is gonna look like.
This is like near the end of shooting. He's like, man, why did I sign on for this? Yeah, I'm proud. Uh-huh, yeah.
Do you think they knew that this would be this goofy and look this bad?
Some had to. Like, it's called Sharknado. Like, the only movie that I think of in the same vein that's had a bigger budget but still awful is, like, Piranha.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
it does take two, you know, super common horror type of movies or disaster movies, you know, sharks and tornadoes.
It's a send up of like disaster movies that doesn't know it's a comedy. But what is it? So yeah, Finn is like driving the Hummer off to the tornado. And also, I guess maybe we just didn't see this during them preparing the bombs. But like Finn knows how to like turn these bombs on, because it's a whole thing. You gotta like turn on a valve.
He knows how to do everything. He's Batman.
He is Batman. But
this scene is super Batman like.
Separate Paratus. Most likely, you know, I guess I didn't think about this. Matt probably learned from his dad how to make bombs because he is this libertarian. So like he's setting up the bomb.
That's a strange play to teach your son how to make bombs.
It's so you can counter terrorism.
Right, or, you know, there's a mean bully at school.
Can bomb him. So, yeah, and he's driving, like, towards this gigantic Sharknado or whatever in this Hummer. And then, like, he sets the bomb or whatever, and he's, like, open up the door, getting ready to jump. And right before, he hits the Nas, and he jumps out, and I'm like, this is a Fast and the Furious movie. Like, outrageous car scene to end the movie.
Honestly, this car is covered with bombs, and the explosion looks the exact same to all the other ones.
Yes! It's like, the car, I think there's, like, these bombs are made, all these gigantic bombs, but there's, like, a bunch of them in this car, and also it's a Hummer. You know how much gas is in that damn thing? Like,
I don't know, probably not a lot. They've been driving around a lot.
That's a fair point. It would have been funnier if, like, he just, like, stopped really, like, oh, I'm out of gas. Like, you see him take out a tanker and everyone goes start siphoning gas in a car. It's like, gotta save my family.
I've gotta save the day.
Oh, goodness. But, yeah.
But this somehow also works.
Yeah, and it ends the tornado or whatever and saves them. He's heading back to his family with a chainsaw, somehow. Don't know where he got the chainsaw.
I don't know where he got the chainsaw, either.
Exactly.
I can just appear in people's hands in this movie.
And then,
earlier, Nova was driving. I don't know why she was driving. It's the only time anyone, rather than Finn, is driving in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then she just pulls out a shotgun out of nowhere and shoots that shark that's, like, biting the top off of the Range Rover. That car also exploded. We forgot to mention that.
We did. We also forgot to mention that that one melodramatic scene with Claudia and her dad, where like she's like, "Oh, when did you and mom become best friends?" And I'm like, "What? They hate each other. Does that seem like they're best friends?"
I don't think you understand what's going on.
Exactly. And then she's like, "I just feel like you're there for everybody except me." It's like, except you. I came and saved your life.
I was screaming at the TV when she said this. And luckily, Finn said the thing I was saying. It's like, I came for you first.
Yes. I was like, what are you, like,
why are you so mad at me?
Exactly. Also weird, though, because she was like, I feel like you like Matt more than me. And he's like, I came for you first. I was like, so I'm affirming I like you more than Matt. But, like.
Parents always have their favorites.
Ha-ha. Ha-ha. Oh, goodness. But yeah, so there he's heading back or whatever. Claudia's running out to her dad, and he's like, "Get out of the way!" And because the shark's behind her, and he throws her out of the way, and he leaps up with his chainsaw as if it was the evil and dead, and flies right into the mouth of the shark. Finn's dead. Movie's over. So, I really...
No. This is fucking hilarious. They all look so sad. And all of a sudden, you're... I don't know why none of the other characters thought to do this. I mean, they all have, like, chainsaws and stuff. Like, just cut the shark open. Like, he's probably alive, like, somehow.
He flew straight into it. Like, but yeah, he cuts...
He cuts his way from the inside out. It takes a really long time to...
It does.
The only, you know, not paper shark in this. It's that can't just be bullied.
It's the only practical effects.
That one was Jaws.
This is like Jaws 3 that they got off the set in Universal. But yeah, and then also, luckily, Nova is in the belly of this shark. This is the same shark that ate Nova and has been flying around in the air.
Apparently. I love that. That's so fucking funny to me.
And then, like, Matt goes over, like, to check how she's doing. He gives her CPR or whatever. And then...
This was pretty good CPR. He blew in her mouth twice, and she just lived.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm CPR certified. It takes a bit more than that.
Beware.
But, what was it? And then, like, I thought this was funny. It seems like he, like, grabs her head or whatever. I felt like he was going in for a kiss, and then she, like, turned her head. Like, basically, this... Just became a hug.
Poor Matt. Only he had his dad's charisma.
Exactly, because in the next scene, while Finn is still covered in shark guts, Tara Reid wipes off his lips and kisses him. And I'm like, what?
Why? Since when?
Where is this? I saw no reconciliation in this movie. Like, Colin died like 4 hours ago.
You did not explain this melodrama about...
Don't have it in this movie. Just leave it out. Like,
in no way was their relationship resolved. Damn it. But yeah, they're all hanging out. They're all happy. You know, it's finally fading to black and it says Finn.
God damn it. But see, dude, in this moment too, I was like, still waiting for Boss to show up. And I'm like, oh my god, they actually killed him.
He's dead.
I was like, how? How did they...
No. My favorite character.
I like Boss so much, dude. They should have let him kill himself saving the day. That's what I thought they were kind of going to do. And then it was like, nope. He's going to die, then I'm going to save the day.
Amazingly, they should have let Finn do that in The Last Jedi.
God damn it. This is such a...
He's the second best character named Finn.
This is a lot like The Shining one. We talked about this movie for maybe 20 minutes. And there's still like 20 minutes of us just talking about other stuff.
Four laughs.
Oh, God. So in order to strike at the Viet Cong center...
Whose strategy was this?
They may be helping them. Who? The Laotians. In Vietnam. You're right, just to be safe, we'll also bomb Cambodia.
What do you mean? Thailand, you're next. You better watch out.
We'll bomb as much of the East Asia as possible till we win.
Win what?
The Japanese are like, yeah, you guys should be scared.
We would know. Yeah, this is a fun movie.
Yeah, no, it was a fun movie to watch. It's a B movie or whatever. It's a B monster movie, basically. Disaster movie. What makes it very funny is, unlike the sequels, this one is... The characters are playing it, like straight. Like, they're being serious about this, even though it's a completely outrageous, ridiculous scenario.
Do you remember when Finn laughs in the movie? I hate his laugh.
No, I do not recall him laughing. He laughs.
He sounds so silly. He's like, ha!
He does it like every time he laughs. And probably so like, this is gonna be a comedy. And they're like, oh, he can't laugh. We shouldn't have him laugh.
Is this method ever? Real method actor.
You know, Finn, we had a bunch of jokes in this because it's pretty campy, but we think you're just such a serious actor that we're just going to cut all that. All right. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha-ha.
Godly. This movie, guess what it's rated on, like, Rotten Tomatoes?
On Rotten Tomatoes? Oh, I have no idea.
Yes.
Probably, like, 2%.
Percent. Nope. 74.
That makes sense, actually.
Go through IMDb. IMDb gave
IMDb out. Is like a, what, like a 4 or something?
3.3. 3.3? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That sounds about right, actually.
Yeah, no. Like, going with this movie, I would recommend someone to watch it for the first time. It's quick. It's like an hour and 26 minutes. And if you can, like, you know, suspend your disbelief or whatever and just can enjoy bad, campy movies, it's a fun time.
I mean, I can understand why people hate watching this movie just because it looks terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes no sense.
Oh, yeah, dude. It makes no sense. It looks terrible. I'm a person who used to watch a lot of sci-fi movies. This movie was commissioned by sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the worst ones I've ever watched, based on visuals. But just because it's so outrageous, it works. Like,
it is nutty. I really don't want to watch any of the other Sharknadoes.
No, I don't either. That's the thing where I watched the trailers and I was like, cause I was
that's kinda, good enough.
I was thinking the budget would have gotten better with the special effects, but they don't. I look, based on the trailers, the special effects look about the
same.
Well,
they can't really make it look better, because if they make it look better, you know, it's not going to be fun anymore.
It won't be the same.
It wouldn't be the same. If they were actually trying to make it, like, look all right, like, then it would just be stupid.
Yeah. So
I'd also recommend it.
Nice.
It's fun. It's bad. Just really bad.
Yeah.
Funny, is. Though.
Not exactly. I'd go 4 out of 10.
I'd give it like a 2.5 out of 10.
Fair. It's
a garbage movie. Why is that first scene there? Let's just start over and do this whole thing over again.
They had to pad that time out. That has to be it. Like, oh, we only have an hour and 16 minutes.
Well, if Finn wasn't taking all his time to save everyone all the time, this movie would be like 50 minutes long.
Yeah, just think, if it was only the shark bits and none of the melodrama or the saving or that other bit in the beginning, it'd probably be like 40 minutes.
I don't know if that'd make it better or worse.
These are the questions only asked on Bad Takes.
No one else will be able to conceive of these questions.
Tune in next time when we dive into the melodramatic past of Finn and his family.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, that's our ratings. That's about it. Anything else you want to say?
God, no.
All right. Well, as always, I'm Chris.
I'm Jack.
And we watch movies.
Sometimes.